Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Am I speaking to Ms. Sanders?
Yes. Hi, Alexa. It's Quaima Sanders.
Hi, Ms. Sanders. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. So I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. We just want to make sure we have the correct information. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I affirm.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry for everything that you've gone through.
Thank you so much. It was a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And now, where is that located in your body?
It was a brain tumor.
Oh, okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis, it was October 7th. I took the test October 7th of 2020.
2020. Okay. So just to make sure I typed it in correctly, I have October 7th, 2020.
That was the test. So I was diagnosed actually on October 16th of 2020.
Okay. Okay. So I have October 16th, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth?
9/12/1986.
Okay, I have September 12th, 1986?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
I don't.
Okay. I will be giving you my contact information. If you do hear of anyone else who may have similar symptoms, feel free to share our information. The best way to get these companies held accountable is word of mouth. So, you know, feel free to share my info if you feel comfortable, okay? We'll never reach out.
Yes, I will, because I actually have friends. Of course, they're not, people don't like to disclose their health stuff.
Exactly.
So, you know,
Okay, yeah. Like I said, word of mouth is the best way to, you know, kind of get this information around. So, if you feel comfortable sharing it, then go right ahead. If not, because like you said, if you don't want to, you know, kind of talk about your health either, you don't have to, okay? We'll never reach out to anyone if they feel comfortable reaching out to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, did you receive a Depo Provera pill or the Depo Provera shot?
I got the shot.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah, I actually use a Depo Provera by Pfizer.
Okay. Now, did you also use the generic medroxyprogesterone acetate as well, or just the Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
Just the Depo Provera by Pfizer.
Okay. And how many years did you use Depo Provera?
It was almost 5 years. So I started in 2015, yes.
Okay. Okay, that was going to be my next question. When was your usage start date?
So I started in the summer of 2015, so July 2015.
Okay. And when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
February of 2020.
Okay. Okay, so just to make sure I have it correct, you started in July of 2015, and you stopped in February of 2020. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. until about 4.5 years, almost 5. Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yes. I was actually getting my injections once every 3 months.
Okay. Now, I know you already answered this one. They have us ask it a specific way. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And then I already know the answer to this one. Like I said, they just have us ask it a certain way. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then to verify I have the spelling of your name correct, I have Q-U-A-E-M-I-A as your first name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do I pronounce that again?
Quaima.
Quaima, oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I have your last name spelled as S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
It's L.
L as in Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
175-68-8198.
Okay. I have 175-68-8198.
Yes.
Okay. For your email, I have Q period S-A-N D-E-R-S at hotmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. For your phone number, the one that came up, the 445-275-9891, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone or your home phone?
It's my cell.
Okay. When being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
I guess a phone call.
Okay. And then, of course, if we miss you, we'll leave a voicemail to let you know who is calling, whether it be me or the law firm, okay?
Okay.
Now, when is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say morning and the afternoon.
Okay. What is your home address?
552 North Wanamaker Street, Philly, PA, 19131.
Okay, let's see. And can you spell the street for me, please? Just to make sure I have it correct.
W-A-N-A-M-A-K-E-R.
And then you said the zip code was 19131, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it all correct. I have 552 North Wanamaker Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then is there a unit, apartment, or building number?
No.
Okay. Now, was Depo-Provera administered by doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Myself.
Okay. And throughout that four and a half years, how many times were you injected with the product?
Well, I injected myself. It was once every 3 months.
Okay.
So I'll say 4, 8, 12. Yeah.
Okay, about, let's see.
So I'll say 2015, I'll say about, so I'll say about 2, then 4, 4, four. So I'll say like 4, 8, 12. I'll say about 16 times, 16 to 18 times.
Okay. Now, who was the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
My doctor was Riza Rojas.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I think I was able to locate her. Riza is spelled R-A-I-S-A, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what facility did Dr. Rojas work out of or hospital?
It's the Family Medicine at 5050 Parkside Avenue.
Okay.
Suite 2, Philly, PA. Same zip as me, 19131.
Okay, 19131. Let's see if I find it. You said the address was 5060 Parkside Avenue?
No, 5050.
Oh,
5050.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Does that happen to be at Suite 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. It's Family Medicine. It's 5050 Parkside Ave, Suite 2, Philly, PA, 19131.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm just finishing up the address. Okay.
No, it should be 19131.
Oh, for the phone number?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the zip.
No, you're okay. You're okay. I know sometimes I talk out loud. I apologize. I just asked you for the address, and then I'm talking about phone numbers. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I do the same. I travel a lot for my job and see so many people, so I do the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. I have... Okay. It also comes up as Oak Street Health. Is that correct?
No, they might have changed it to Oak Street Health because Oak Street is kind of like a new clinic place that,
okay,
like took over different facilities, but it was not that. It was Family Medicine then.
Okay. I'm going to put Family Medicine just because,
yes,
that's when you were currently going there. Okay. So just Family Medicine was the name, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, where were you picking up any medications or the Depo-Provera shot at what pharmacy during that time?
I was at Winfield Pharmacy.
Winfield? Okay.
Yes.
And is that in Philadelphia as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I have... There's probably a few different ones, so I want to make sure I have the correct address. Is 1901 North 54th Street the one that you went to?
54th Street.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
Well, I got a MRI.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor was Dr. Michelle Smith.
Okay, Michelle Smith. Okay. Is she a neurosurgeon in Bryn Mawr?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, bear with me.
Okay.
And what facility were you diagnosed at?
What facility was I? It was the Bryn Mawr Hospital.
Bryn Mawr Hospital.
Located 130. Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, was it 130 South Bryn Mawr Avenue?
South. Yes, Bryn Mawr, PA 19010.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying the address, or the phone number one more time. Okay.
Okay.
How are you feeling now? How's everything going?
I'm all right. Okay. I have my days. Okay. I'm just paranoid with everything now.
I know, I'm sure. I know, it's so scary, and it's so unfortunate. I do want you to know, the doctors had no idea what was going on. It was all, withheld information from these, pharmaceutical companies, which is, very, very
okay.
unfortunate that they did that. So the doctors, they had no idea what was going on. It was mainly Pfizer, and, that's why it's great that we are able to help get voices heard, and hold these companies accountable for what they've done.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry you went through it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
So I had active monitoring. I also had brain surgery and was given steroids.
Okay. Okay. And where did you receive treatment?
I'm sorry, but did you say where did I receive treatment?
Yes, correct.
At Bryn Mawr, same facility,
okay.
Bryn Mawr.
Okay. Okay. And who was your treating doctor? Was it Dr. Smith as well?
Michelle Smith, yes.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just going to copy over the information of the hospital again one more time. Okay.
Okay.
We're almost done, I promise. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time, and I do apologize if I'm opening any old wounds. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, just thinking about it, but it's okay. I was actually on a little break. I'm on a business trip right now, enjoying
good for you.
My company.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy your
so
trip.
So it's my break time.
There you go. Well, I won't take up too much more of it, okay? I promise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for the treatment of your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. What dates were you hospitalized?
Well, I had my surgery on May 8th of 2021. So I was in a hospital for about 2 to 3 days.
Okay. Okay, so I have May 8th, 2021 for 2 to 3 days.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to provide any other medical notes for the attorneys?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, if you do think of anything, we can always update your file once they receive it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Well, my doctor has my medical records.
Okay. If needed, can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or either?
Yes. Of course, I can't right now because I'm out of town.
Yeah. Yep, and it won't be required for a little while. Okay. Now, most of the time, the law firms are able to, you know, inquire them on your behalf since you will be signing the documents. The HIPAA compliant medical record release form usually lets them have it, no problem. It's usually if they are unable to obtain them or find them at the location provided. So it goes smoothly, okay? Now, if needed, would you rather provide them through mail, electronically, or either?
If needed, I would say mail, definitely not electronically.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't, because I'm not with them anymore, so I don't.
Okay.
So I would, like, physically have to go get those, because it's, like, from a few years back.
Okay. Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And what is their first name?
Dana, D-A-N-A.
Okay. And what is Dana's last name?
H-A-R-D-Y.
Okay. And her phone number? Or I apologize, his phone number?
It's her. It's actually her.
Okay.
It's 267-872-4002.
Okay, so for Ms. Hardy, I have 267-872-4002.
Yes.
Okay, and what is her relationship to you? Is she a relative, friend?
A friend.
Friend, okay. And do you know her email off the top of your head? If not, it's totally okay.
I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay. And do you know her address off the top of your head? If not, that's okay as well.
What is it? I don't, because she actually no, I don't, because she literally moved like 4 months ago, and I don't. I've been like.
That's totally okay. I'm impressed that you had her phone number memorized. I mean, with our phones now, no one memorizes numbers, so that's great.
No, that's like my friend. I talk to her like often, but we don't we literally see each other probably like once a year. We try to do more. We said we will get better in 2025, but with my job and hers, it's a lot.
Yep. Okay, so we are done with the questionnaire. Now I'm just going to go over everything quickly just to make sure I didn't click any wrong buttons or type any wrong numbers. Please stop me if anything is incorrect, okay, and I will change it. Now, you said you did not already get an attorney and you were willing to affirm you never signed any documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of diagnosis was 10/16/2020. Your date of birth is 9/12/1986.
Yes.
Okay. You received the Depo-Provera shot, and
yes,
it was the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
By Pfizer, yes.
Okay. And you used it for about 4.5 years, and within one of those years, you confirmed that you had at least four injections before being diagnosed, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. You used it after January 1st, 1992, and you started using it in July. I keep wanting to say January. In July of 2015, and you stopped using it of February 2020. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you confirmed the spelling of your name. Actually, let's do it one more time just to make sure, because it's always a pain to have you try to re-sign documents. So I have your first name as Q-U-A-E-M-I-A.
Yes.
Okay. Middle initial L.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Correct.
Okay. I have your social as 17568-8198.
Yes.
Okay. I have your email as q.sanders@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone that we're speaking on is your cell phone. You prefer a call first. And best time is mornings or afternoons.
Yes.
Okay. I have your address is 552 North Wanamaker Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Correct.
Okay. Depo-Provera was administered by yourself and about 16 to 18 times, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your prescribing doctor was Dr. Reza Rojas at Family Medicine, 5050 Parkside Avenue, Suite 2, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Yes.
Okay. The pharmacy that you were picking up your medication from was Winfield Pharmacy at 1901 North 54th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Correct.
Okay. Method of diagnosis was MRI. Your diagnosing and treating doctor was Dr. Michelle Smith at Bryn Mawr Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. The hospital's address is 130 South Bryn Mawr Avenue in Bryn Mawr, Philadelphia, 19010.
It's Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I said Bryn Mawr, Philadelphia. I apologize. Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. You are correct. Thank you. Thank you. See, I'm glad you did correct me just in case I didn't have that wrong. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, yes, I have Bryn Mawr Avenue in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Okay. Now, you said you didn't have a family history of meningioma. You were hospitalized at May 8th, 2021 for 2 to 3 days.
Yes.
Okay. You said the hospital has your medical records, and if needed, you would be able to provide them by mail.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, I do apologize to go through that one more time, but we always just want to make sure everything's perfect, okay? Okay. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm setting up the documents. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you the DocuSign documents to both your email and your cell phone as a text message. Whichever method you prefer to open, please be my guest. That's why we send it both ways. So bear with me. I will let you know when I send it and when to keep a lookout, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Just make sure everything is set up. Okay. All right. So I just hit send. You should be receiving it within the next couple of seconds. You're going to receive it as it's going to say Alexa Knox from Mass Tort Strategies. It's trying to send you a DocuSign. That's
yes.
me. Go ahead and
okay.
click on it, and then I will be right here. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask, okay?
Okay. So, yes. Continue. Please sign. Okay. From Ben Martin Law Group?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So, sorry here. And then... Okay. And then hit finish, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, now let me make sure I receive it on my end. Okay. Okay, I received it. So the next step is going to be A4D/Ben Martin is going to be reaching out to you, okay? They're going to reach out to you within the next week. So if you do not hear from them by Tuesday of next week, please contact me and I will connect you straight to them. Now, I am going to be sending you a text message right now with my information. So if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out. Also, like I said, if you do hear of anyone else that does want to, see some more information, please feel free to share that as well. I'm also going to be giving you the phone number for Ben Martin. That way you'll kind of know who's calling you. But if they do miss you, they'll
okay.
always leave a voicemail. Now, do you have any questions for me?
I don't. I guess I'll just wait for the next steps.
Okay. Now, I do want to say my heart goes out to you for everything that you've experienced. I do admire your strength.
I appreciate
through such
it.
A difficult time. I am so sorry for everything that you've gone through. But let's get your voice heard and hold these companies accountable, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate
yeah.
your assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime. And I just have to wait for the text message, right?
Yes, call or text message. They'll be reaching out to you. I always say give it a week. They're usually pretty
okay.
quick, I would say within 72 hours. But I always say give it a week because sometimes they may be a little backed up. But they're great. Ben Martin, one of my favorite law firms that we work with. They're very,
okay.
you know, they're going to hold your hand through this whole process and they're going to make it super easy for you, okay?
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ms. Sanders. You have a blessed day, and thank you for your time.
You as well.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.